Next case number is 11,263, Lewis Auto Mall. Site is located north of Coastal Highway, also known as Route 1, southeast of Marsh Road, being Road 269B, southwest of Westcott's Road, being Route 12, and being identified as tax map ID 3-34, map 6, parcel 32 and 33. Requesting a special use exception to place manufactured home-type structures for temporary business and commercial use, and also requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, this application would provide for a 1 8x28 structure for commercial administration, a 1 36x60 structure for sales, 2 24x56 structures for service and body shop offices, and the request for the 60-foot front yard setback variance is for the temporary body shop office. These are manufactured home-type structures being intended for commercial purpose.
Okay, is there anyone here to represent?
Will you give your full name and address for the record, please?
Jamie Seckler, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware.
Okay, thank you. Oops, excuse me. I was getting ahead of myself. Will you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true or correct? Now you can go there. We're not used to that in council.
As Lawrence said, I'm here for a special use exception to allow four manufactured home-type temporary structures for the Lewis Auto Mall. They're planning on a renovation and pretty much a facelift of their used car building, their sales building, and also their body shop. Mm-hmm. The four structures, one would be for construction admin, one obviously for used cars, the new car, and then also their body shop as well. The building that corresponds with the body shop is along Westcoats, and we're requesting a 10-foot variance for that temporary structure just to get it off the pavement. There's a bunch of utilities and some work around the body shop that will be completed there, and we'd just like to get it in the grass, and that way we don't have to move it again or actually, you know, work around it as well. The other three buildings, the other two for the sales center, will be out in front, and we'll have to coordinate construction around those. And basically, the buildings will be used for approximately a year during the construction, and that's it. We'll be removed then. But there should be no adverse effects to the neighborhood, as they're temporary, and they're just to hold the employees during the construction phase.
Okay. All right, we'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. Mr. Hudson?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Ricker?
Existing building, number four, is that the body shop? It's existing now?
Yes, it is.
Number four?
Yes.
Building four? You said you're looking at 1 year for each one of these, the proposed trailer, the sales trailer, service trailer, and the body shop?
1 year in total for all four of them, not 1 year per building.
Okay. I got three here. Where'd you come up? Four.
There's a 8x28 construction trailer.
See it? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Any further questions?
Okay, that's the construction trailer. Okay. So you feel you had this all done in within a year?
That's the goal, yes.
Okay.
Do you want to be more comfortable with more time?
Maybe two.
Should I say
done
two?
Done in 1 year, you're done in 1 year. But
I spoke with Chris this morning, and he kind of felt with GM and everyone that they kind of had to be under a year. But how about we just say two, just in case there's a delay, as there always
five.
Is.
You can go up to five. And then
at
least two.
But I feel definitely comfortable in 2 years.
Okay. Now's the time, sir. Mr. Workman?
No question.
And then Mr. Mills?
Uh,
the variance
mm-hmm.
that you're asking for. you feel that's necessary to allow you reasonable use of the property to get it off the pavement, is that correct?
Yeah, just the way the body shop is sitting on the property and then with the cell towers and a bunch of the bays and stuff, if we feel it would be a whole lot better use and a whole lot easier to do our work if it was set in the grass area versus in the pavement. You know, yes, I'll be honest, you know, we don't really need, we could pull it out, it would just make the construction a little more cumbersome, and we'd have to plan a little bit harder around it.
Can I expand upon that?
Sure.
In the drawing next to the body shop, there appears to be a driveway going back about half the distance of the body shop between the body shop and the cell tower site.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a loading area or a bay or anything on that side?
It's just like it's a like a loading area.
Loading area.
Mm-hmm.
So that
is that even utilized, or does the cell tower folks utilize your access your pavement to get to their to the cell tower, or do they enter from Westcott Road?
I believe they access from our site, but I'm not 100% sure.
Holding that trailer back allows that access.
Correct.
Okay. No other questions.
No further questions. No.
But if you didn't need that variance, what would the hardship be for you?
The hardship is just during construction. There's a few utilities that run in that general vicinity,
mm-hmm.
and then also we're going to mill and overlay the whole parking lot. So we'd have to coordinate our construction around when the body shop was finished and everyone back in to remove the trailer versus just having it in the grassed area
in
and
the
just
beginning.
Being able to complete all of our work at once.
So for the variance, there's uniqueness to the property, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it reasonable for use of the property? Reasonable use?
Yes.
And it would be a practical difficulty, would it be for
it
you
would be
to?
Correct. For construction.
And of course, your neighbors are across the street, is that correct? And the gas station on the right?
The gas station, and there's also the animal hospital
animal
in between.
Hospital. Okay. And this is the minimum you're requesting for relief, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Are the buildings just being renovated? Are they being all new buildings going up?
They're going to be renovated and additions added on to, I believe, existing building number 3. There's been a few concepts floating around that they're still trying to work with. Originally, they were planning on putting up a whole new sales building, and I believe that has since fallen through, and they decided just to renovate existing building number 3 and add some more service bays to it.
That's all because of GM?
Yes. And they have certain
like
prototypes.
Else has had to deal with around the county?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Okay.
Mr. Workman, do you have any questions?
Yeah, you're going to pave the whole parking lot?
I don't believe the whole parking lot.
So, yeah, the trailers won't be infecting?
Some of them may, but due to location and where all the cars sit, that they kind of felt that, I'm sorry, the proposed sales trailers would be better served out front, whereas, you know, they're going to be in pavement because that's a sea of pavement around all the buildings, whereas the body shop, you know, there is a little grassed area. We felt we could get it off and work around it.
Okay. Further question?
No further questions?
Mm-hmm. Another question, please.
Yes, sir.
You have an 8x28 construction trailer. Is that totally for construction, or is it to be used as sales or anything?
Totally for the construction.
For the contractor?
Yes.
Not for
sales.
Lewis Auto Mall is for construction?
Yes.
Not necessary that the board grant that construction trailer. It doesn't even have to have a permit because it's
right there
for the contractor.
At 8 between.
You're really looking at 3, not 4.
Okay.
That's
what you were getting at before.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
I thought so.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification, Mr. Smith.
I was just going to ask that question, Mr.
He knows
me too well.
All righty then. Hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. And again, this is just for three structures. They're the fourth, the construction one we do not, he does not need. Correct, Mr. Lank. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to the special use exception the applicant suggested, and that it would not affect substantially, adversely, the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, nor did we hear any testimony contrary to that. So it would be assumed that it will not have a substantial adverse effect. In regard to the variance, there is a uniqueness, and it is temporary. The need to not have to move the trailer isn't necessarily created by the applicant. It won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I think it's a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve both the special use exception and the variance for case number 11,263.
For do you have a second?
That's for three.
2 years.
For 2 years.
For a 2 year period.
For three, yes, for three.
Three structures for 2 year period. Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,263 for one for a 2 year period, and that will be for three structures. Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,263 is approved for a period of 2 years.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Yep.